In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. When our Lord tells us to watch out for false prophets, he's not talking about Buddhist monks, Jewish rabbis, Mormon elders, or Muslim imams. But he's talking about the Christian pastors and teachers. Not all of them are faithful. Many only have the outward appearance of Christianity, while inwardly they are teaching something else. Many look like Christians, they may talk like Christians and act like Christians, and even be highly respected and regarded among the Christian community. But it can be nothing but a veneer, nothing but sheep's clothing. Underneath, they may very well be ravenous wolves tearing apart the church, devouring the flock, and yes, furthering the work of Satan, not of Christ. For it is not Christ who sends false teachers. It is not Christ who divides his church into many different denominations. It is the work of Satan himself. So be on your guard against them. Mark and avoid false prophets, for they do not lead you to Christ, but always away from Christ. This is no child's play. This is not just merely semantics. This is serious business. Christ warns you, watch out. He warns you because he loves you. He warns you because you are not strong enough. He warns you because they are a deceptive reality. And just as Eve was deceived in the garden and lingered just a bit too long, so also our hearts may be deceived if we are so enamored by their outward appearance. And we too may fall. So how do you distinguish the faithful preacher from the false prophet? Well, our Lord gives you the answer. He says, by their fruit you will recognize them. So what is the fruit of a teacher? It is his words. So what are they teaching? Are they preaching the word of God faithfully in all its parts or not? Christ says, baptize, and then teach them to obey everything that I have commanded you. To us it may seem like an insignificant teaching or doctrine, but to Christ it is of the utmost importance. This isn't horseshoes and hand grenades that you're just to get close enough. But Christ wants you to believe the full truth and nothing but the truth, for only the truth can set you free. So what are they teaching? Do not judge pastors based on their outward appearance, the size of their congregations. Do not judge their faithfulness by how many programs they run or their popularity. Do not judge their faithfulness by how beautiful their service is, how reverent and devout they appear. Do not judge their faithfulness by whether they run soup kitchens, help the poor, or even wash the feet of their members on Maundy Thursday. Do not judge their faithfulness by their piety, their zeal, and their devoutness, their love or kindness. But judge this and this alone. Forget everything else and judge this and this alone. Their words. What do they say? Are they teaching the word of God faithfully in all its parts or not? Only then will you be able to properly mark and avoid the false teacher. To do this, of course, you must know the word of God. This is far more than an intellectual knowledge. Who was David? Who was Solomon? And so forth. Yes, the history is very important. But this is more than that. Know your doctrine. Know theology. Don't just see the history of ancient Israel or of Jesus walking this earth, but see all of Scripture as pointing and finding its fulfillment in him alone. To rightly know the Word of God is to then know Christ. As Jesus himself says as he's walking on the road to Emmaus, repentance and forgiveness of sins will be preached in my name to all nations. False doctrine destroys faith because it keeps people from repenting. And it keeps them then from receiving that forgiveness that Christ desires to give. In some way, in some form, False teaching obscures and hides who Christ is. So yes, it is very significant when teachers teach that baptism doesn't save you. They are saying that Christ does not save you. Or communion, just to name a few. Doctrine matters because Christ matters, and all theology finally finds its home in Christ. So know your doctrine. Know your theology. It's the sword of the Spirit, as St. Paul says, that lets you fight off Satan, fight off temptation and even the false prophets, so that you remain safe with God. A daunting task for sure, and now who of us is strong enough? Who of us knows enough doctrine? Who of us understands it all perfectly? Just because you were confirmed doesn't mean that you're good enough. Just because you have joined a particular congregation doesn't mean that now you're safe and secure forevermore. Watch out, Christ says. He's speaking to his disciples. He's speaking to you. Watch out. Beware. St. Peter then encourages you, grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. This isn't a stagnant thing. Continue to learn and grow. There is always something new you can learn from Christ's word. Continue to grow and learn about the grace and love of God, his earnest desire to pour out his forgiveness on you. The devil's been at this longer than you. He knows the word of God even better than you know it. So how easily he misquotes scripture. So that you think you have no need to repent and no need to receive forgiveness from Christ. Of course, you don't hear the devil whispering in your ear, but you hear those false teachers, his messengers. You hear them preaching to you things which Christ does not say. Some are obvious, homosexuality and so forth. Others a bit more deceptive. He's been studying you as well. He knows your weak points, so he's quick perhaps to whisper in your ear or to tell you when you're selfish and don't want to help out others, much less generously support a church. Oh, that's not greed, that's only prudence. Or when you seek vengeance, he says to you, that's not anger, it's just desiring justice. Or as you look at someone of the opposite gender and desire them, he says, that's not lust, that's just simply finding true love. He's smarter than we are, more crafty, more cunning, and more deceptive. And frankly, you and I do not stand a chance against him on our own. He may not destroy our faith completely, but it is our sacred task to hand down this faith to the next generation. And if we hand them down something less than the Word of God, then Satan will pretty soon have them hand down something less than even what we gave to them, slowly whittling away the faith until somewhere down the line simply thinks Christianity is all about being a good person. Where's the teaching of sin and grace? Where is the preaching of repentance and forgiveness? Sadly, many of the churches you drive past on Sunday morning fail in that basic regard. So be on your guard, watch out for false prophets. They look good, pious, noble, but they do not call you to repentance, and neither do they give you the forgiveness of sins in all the ways that Christ desires. So listen to pastors with discernment. Don't just simply take their word for it because you like them or their family. And that goes for my words as well. Study the scriptures, learn them. Do not let me or anyone else preach to you anything but Jesus Christ and him crucified. For your trust must remain in him alone. Your anchor must be in his cross. Your comfort must be in his resurrection. Hold them accountable for every word they say. Make them call you to repentance as well when you sin. And you will not like it. You will not like it one bit. And frankly, you will not like them for doing it either. But you also believe that repentance and forgiveness of sins must be preached in Jesus' name to all nations, which means to you as well. And then make them give you Christ's forgiveness. Demand that they baptize your children, hear your confession, and serve you his supper. Above all, pray for them. Pray for your pastor and for all pastors throughout the world. It's so easy to point out their faults, for God has chosen sinful men to carry out this wonderful task. And perhaps, just perhaps, God has shown you their sins, their failures, their shortcomings, so that you now know what to pray for. If you only join a church because the pastor is perfect and the best, well, then you certainly will leave that church, because you will soon realize he is anything but. And yet those who teach faithfully, Christ uses their stumbling words to beat down Satan under our feet, to strip from you your sins, and to shower on you his abiding love again and again and again. The devil's too crafty for you. He's too cunning for me. And yet out of his infinite wisdom, God has chosen men to preach to you the gospel of forgiveness. Honor them. Give them respect and listen to their words with diligence and discernment, so that their work may be a joy among you and not a burden. Listen, for Christ's sheep hear his voice. Listen as they teach you the word of God. Demand that they teach you nothing but. Listen as they call you to repentance and then speak that consoling forgiveness. Listen as they continue to instruct you in the ways of God, his love, in prayer, and in all the parts of that small catechism you learn from little on. Continue to learn and grow in the grace and knowledge of your Lord Jesus Christ, so that you too may stand firm in Christ and in Christ alone. And above all of this, truly thank God that his church is not built on any person, but on Christ alone. Thank God that your salvation and your comfort does not rest in any one pastor or parent, but in Christ alone. For he is your rock. He alone is your fortress. He alone is your Savior. And with him you cannot fall. Not because you believe so well or know the Bible so well, but you cannot fall because he has made a promise to you in holy baptism. And he is always faithful. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.